The scripture for today's message is John chapter 6, verses 53 through 58. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats My flesh and drinks My blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For My flesh is true food, and My blood is true drink. He who eats My flesh and drinks My blood abides in Me, and I in him. As the living Father sent Me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats Me, he also will live because of Me. This is the bread which came down out of heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. He who eats this bread will live forever."
The title of today's message is For a Worthwhile Life. Each person holds a different value system in life. Our value system decides priorities and goals in life. A lot of people pursue happiness in their lives. When they are asked what the conditions of happiness are, how would they answer? They will answer like, love, peace in the family, good health, or life of sharing or giving away to others. Many people will give different kinds of answers. However, it seems that people nowadays find happiness in money. When we look at the lifestyle of the worldly people, it seems that they find happiness only from money. They rejoice or lament over financial matters. They fight or contend with family members for money. Seeing those who have more riches, they feel discouraged and consider themselves miserable. And people say the love in the family is important, but when they see other people having more riches or wealthier, they feel miserable. They feel unhappy. They consider themselves miserable. So that makes us think, what makes them happy? Do they live for, is their happiness in money? So those people show off towards people who are poorer, and they regard and ignore them. Such phenomena are described in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come, for man will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy. Described here are the typical phenomena of the end time. Having been born and raised in such a world, how could people establish a right value system by which they discern, they distinguish what is right or wrong, what is precious? How could they establish such a right value system in themselves? When what happened around them, we think their value system is destroyed by what is happening around them. We live in such a world where our value system is destroyed. Just because a person has a lot of riches and authority, is his life truly blessed and worthwhile? No way. As said in James chapter 1, verse 15, then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. The desire for wealth, fame, and authority can never be satisfied. It causes us to commit sins continually and finally leads us onto the way of death. Thus, when we see such worldly people, we shouldn't be envious of them. We don't have to be envious of them. Also, we shouldn't be distressed to look at them. Some people feel anger. They get angry. And they get furious to see such people. So we have to be on alert and set a right value system in lives. seeing the result of their seeking their own benefit, seeking their desires, they end up being criticized. So looking at this, we have to have self-control in our life. We should not seek our own benefit. We have to take lessons from their lives.
Oh,
worldly people, they don't, we have to discern, distinguish. We have the ability to discern from their lives. And also, we have to be mourn and lament for them. But we don't have to be swayed or waver by their lives. We have to be on alert and give thanks for that. And we also have to realize what is truly valuable in life. And we can realize that we are being taught in a good way, in a right way. The Bible says, the greed gives birth to sin, and the sin leads us to death. So we have to refrain from having a desire for worldly things. But it's not to say believers of the Lord should live in poverty, not to commit sins. Those who have cast off greed, God blesses them without reservation and reveals His glory through them. They don't commit sins even after they become rich. Thus, true blessing is the blessing given by God. As you are changed in the truth, you are financially blessed and blessed to become the head. God has promised plenty of blessings in the Bible. We should not have desires for money, for authority, fame. But it doesn't mean that we should live in poverty. Father God is not saying that, but Father God tells us to become the head and tells us to be blessed financially. Father God promised those in the Bible, and He also instructed us on how to live in such blessings. He clarified this in the Bible. One of His promises can be found in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Which says, God promises that we'll be blessed whether we come in or go out, and that He will bless our children and all what we do. He will bless us all what we do, and He will bless our family as well. He also assures us that He will make us the head and not the tail, and we will be above and not be underneath. So when does such blessings come? When we live by the word, abide by the word, live by all the commandments in the Bible. That's what Father God promises us when we abide by all His commandments. He promised us in 3 John chapter 1 verse 2, Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. As you obey the words of God, all kinds of blessings that the worldly people say are necessary for a happy life, such as riches, good health, peace in the family, blessings of your children, fame, authority, come upon us. Then we can live a worthwhile life where we can take care of others and share or give away what we have. Out in the world, we see good people, even non-believing people, they share and give away to others. Rather than living in a good house, in a vast house, they want to give aid to people, give help the needy, and they become happy while helping others. And the Bible tells us to do so. To do this, we have to become rich first. We have to become peaceful in our lives. We have to be warm-hearted so that we can take care of others and do what the Bible tells us. We can love our neighbor as ourselves. Also, the most important thing is not just to be blessed on this earth, but to enjoy everlasting blessing, to become great in heaven and build up many heavenly rewards. The secrets for this are found in the Bible. What we have to keep in mind is that once we can find true blessing only in the Bible. That's what we have to keep in mind. We can see people, worldly people, being blessed. Yes, as they try and make an effort, they are blessed. But it's not that even Only if they live faithfully, they can be blessed.
And
there are cases people are blessed, but we cannot say their blessing is true. Because their afterlife, if their afterlife is not heaven, it couldn't be true blessing. So that's why we have to keep in mind that only in the Bible can we find true blessing. And we are enjoying that blessing, and we are being taught with that blessing, and we are being guided onto such way of blessing. The ways to living a worthwhile life that deserves everyone's envy and recognition are found in the Bible, the words of God. Therefore, if you have true faith, even if you are without blessing or you are without blessing or answers or have failed to give glory to God at the moment, currently, you have no reason to be discouraged or disheartened, because you know the ways to be blessed, ways to become the head. So if you only diligently, zealously practice it, you can too lead a worthwhile life. Just because you haven't practiced the word, you are not now living such a blessing, but only if you put that into practice, you can enjoy such a blessing. So, because we are aware of this fact, we are truly blessed. Just by knowing that, it doesn't mean that we can enjoy that blessing. Even if you have yet to accomplish the word in our heart, still we are so blessed because we are on this way to blessing. So let's say there's a treasure island located somewhere on the Pacific Ocean. Everybody knows that somewhere on the Pacific Ocean, there's a treasure island. Everyone knows this fact. Everyone hears of this fact. And they want to search for the island. Especially rich people, they want to put all their money and effort to find the island. They will not hesitate to put all their money and efforts to find the location of the island. Yet, without a map of the island, even though everybody knows that there exists an island, without a map, no one can find the island. So people would want to find the island, a map of the island. So if once we get the map in our hands, the joy and blessing, the joy we will feel will be great, tremendous. And they will not let others know that they got a map in their hands. They will rejoice. Our mommy members also should be filled with such joy, because we know the way to heaven, which is incomparable to the map of the treasure island. We know the way to heaven. So the Bible tells us the map of the, if we are guided by the voice of the Holy Spirit, and the Bible has the answers, secrets, but to interpret the Bible is not easy. But our shepherd, through numerous times of fasting and prayer, has interpreted the and the ways and the secrets of the blessings to entering the New Jerusalem. And he also revealed the ways to be saved. And moreover, how we can be led to the best dwelling place in heaven, he has clarified the ways to such blessings. And he is directing us, he is directing us firsthand as the captain of the ship, Maman. He is leading us to that place. But how stupid it would be if you give up in the middle of navigating when the ship sails, when a ship sails towards a destination, there can be moments when we are faced with a pitch dark sky
and
darkness falls over, and we may face also rain, storm, and people in the, aboard the ship may be frightened. And because we are aboard the ship of Manmin, safer and secure more than any other ship in the world. Because if we have put trust and faith in our shepherd, we will not be frightened and we will not be wavered, even in the face of pitch dark darkness and surging waves. And the ship of Manmin is sailing towards New Jerusalem.
And
some people doubt whether they are on a right ship, and they lose faith, and they are not sure whether they are. So they leave the ship, and they fall into a. If once they fall off the ship, they will fall into the deep sea. They cannot survive alone. The same goes to human cultivation. If you leave this ship of Manmin, if you fall off the ship, how can you find the words of life? How can you find the shepherd who loves you more than yourself? Our shepherd who is leading us to New Jerusalem. But the way to New Jerusalem is the narrow way, as the Bible says, and it may take longer time than we think it would be. And we may also find ourselves in rain or storm. But once you obey the captain saying amen, you will finally reach the treasure island, which is New Jerusalem. I hope all of you can run, keep running with such hope and joy. And through prayer and fasting, the shepherd has interpreted the ways to blessing and answers. He knows where the. He notified us of everything. So only if we obey, we can reach there. I hope you have such joy and happiness. I hope also. I hope you don't never make complaints or grumble.
또한 이 성찬 예식에 앞선 예배가 되시기를 바랍니다. 제가 11월 초에 이스라엘
through the pastor seminar held in the early November, I had a chance to meet a lot of pastors who were joyful and thankful to have met the shepherd and for the chance to hear the gospel of holiness. They were so joyful. In Israel, and all our, because our Lord was born in Israel, Israel feels like our hometown to Christians. So, and you know the shepherd's the devotion and love for Israel. And we also praying for Israel. Not only us, all Christians worldwide share the same heart with us.
And
those Israeli pastors, Christian forum members, they know the shepherd, and when they travel to different places and share the shepherd's ministry. And they also invite other pastors to our church's event in Israel. So when I conducted a seminar in Israel, I had a chance to meet pastors from other denominations, and that's how I could meet pastors of different nations. They have never met our shepherd. They only heard new rumors about Manmin. But through the pastor seminar, they came to hear the shepherd's words, and they were so touched. They were so inspired, and they confessed that they have met the true life, and they have been taught the true way. They have been given, but some of you feel tired or weary. But senior pastor has interpreted as the Bible in a, the only thing I did was to share what the shepherd taught us, but those pastors were rejoiced so much. You have heard a lot of messages of the shepherd, but how much have you obeyed those words? Let me share some of the pastors' testimonies of the pastors. I hope you realize through the Bible, the shepherd taught us exactly, even though we say we are thankful for that, we have to check ourselves how obedient we have been. We have to check ourselves and look back on ourselves. In the next week's Mami magazine, you will hear the news of the Israel pastors. But today, I will share some of only some of the pastors I've met. First is Pastor Anatoly, who is ministering in Kyrgyzstan. He confessed, "Indeed, I've received great grace and awakening. I've had many spiritual realizations. I was greatly touched by her message on forgiveness. There were times I failed to forgive others. I realize how much this hampers or interferes with my faith and ministry. I will make efforts to cast them off. I learned such deeds are followed by blessings. This message was deeply etched in my heart. Her message taught me the most important thing for me. It is to make efforts to change my heart, throw away sins, and become sanctified. I realize that sanctification is accompanied by the works of the Holy Spirit, the fullness of the Spirit, spiritual love, signs and wonders." You have already realized, you have already learned the principles. But now, those pastors have realized. Another one is Pastor Yuri. He is the senior pastor at the Door to Heaven Church in Ukraine. He has a congregation of more than 1,000 members. He confessed, "Today I was blessed to hear amazing words of God spoken through a servant of God. Especially what captured my heart was her detailed explanations on heaven. Our Lord also explained about heaven through many parables. In addition to her spiritual message, the Lord's glory was greatly revealed, manifested. We've learned to live by the words of heaven and the truth while living on this earth. It has been truly great blessing for me to participate in this seminar." Another one is the Pastor Valery Markarenko, the chief president of Kingdom of God ministry in Ukraine. He said, "Her message on heaven was very interesting. She explained that in heaven, our rewards and dwelling places are different according to how much we love God and how faithfully we work for Him. Many people believe that once people believe in the Lord and are saved, they all live equally in heaven. But God will give each one of us different rewards and different levels of dwelling places. For this reason, during the prayer session, I pray to work more faithfully for God and become more sanctified person. He is a senior pastor of a denomination. He said that people say we live equally in heaven. That's what he had learned. But through the seminar, he learned that there are different places, dwelling places in heaven. So he was so happy to learn this important fact. And his wife also confessed that, "I'm convinced that today's message is truly from God. We've been blessed to hear a deep, profound spiritual message in this holy land of Israel. The message provided spiritual awakenings on the words that I'd always wondered and delved into. Her explanation on difficult passages in the Bible taught us that salvation is only in Jesus Christ. I was delighted to know that we should discover sinful natures and cast them off. Today's message drew us closer to God. We'll keep in mind that just hearing the words is not everything, but what's important is to keep and abide by them, and only then will the blessings come. And he is Pastor Belary, Senior Pastor of the Light of the Truth Church in Russia. I think he looks familiar to you. He said that he would preach with Senior Pastor's words. He also attended our seminar. He said, her explanations on the difficult passages in the Bible really interested me because they were the ones I myself couldn't understand, figure out. I was excited by the message that provided spiritual explanations on those passages in a very interesting way. In particular, she told us how Dr. Gerald Lee cried out to God in his prayer and supplication to bring down these words from Father God. I really liked her message, which provided a huge awakening for me. So I made up my mind to earnestly cry out to God and plead with Him in order to communicate with God like He does. He said that while Dr. Gerald Lee made such efforts, I couldn't do, but I will do. That's what he confessed. He made such a confession with joy. He attended this year's summer retreat. But those pastors I previously introduced, they had never met the shepherd, and they all confessed that the words of life are the ways to, and they confessed, only we live by such words, we can be. So we are hearing such precious words. Right here, you are hearing such precious words of life. How blessed you are. I hope you realize once again how blessed you are in your heart. And also, I hope you can obey according to those words. We have been, no matter how many times you are instructed on the ways to answers and blessings, if you disobey and don't make it your own, it's no use. So through this Holy Communion, God is exhorting us to walk on the blessed way. I hope you keep this in mind and obey. In other words, the way to leading a truly worthwhile life, both physically and spiritually, is to eat and drink the flesh and the blood of the Son of Man. As you live perfectly according to the spiritual meaning carried in the Holy Communion, you will live a blessed life where you can glorify God and be commended and praised by others. The spiritual meaning carried in the Holy Communion, let us look over. Eating a piece of bread during the Holy Communion signifies eating the flesh of the Son of Man. The bread signifies the flesh of our Lord, and spiritually, it is to make bread of God's Word. To make bread of God's Word is not just hearing a lot of words and store them as knowledge in your head. It is filling our heart with the words of God, who is Spirit. As you hear the Word of God, you comprehend and you put in your heart and try to live according to them. That's how you make bread of God's words. If you completely make bread of the words of God, your heart itself will become spirit, truth, goodness, and love, so you can be united with the Lord and our God. John chapter 6, verse 56 says, He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. Also, it is said in John chapter 15, verse 7, If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. Therefore, those who completely make bread of the words of God can boldly ask God for everything, and they can receive whatever they ask of God. Then, what does drinking the wine at the Holy Communion signify spiritually? Wine signifies the blood of the Son of Man, the holy blood of Jesus that cleanses us of all our sins. To drink the blood of the Son of Man is to keep the words of God, which is the flesh of the Son of Man. As we drink the wine, which signifies His blood, we express our, demonstrate our desire not to commit sins again, but walk in the light. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7 says, But if we walk in the light, as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. If you still commit sin, you cannot say, He has cleansed me from all sins. It is a lie. Only if you cast off all sins and live in His word, your confession becomes true. Because our Father God Himself is the light, as we walk in the light, in other words, as we eat and drink the flesh and the blood of the Son of Man, we can be forgiven of all our sins. Also, we can have fellowship with God. Having fellowship with God is different from just believing in God. Physically, there is difference among young children. In a relationship with between children and parents, there is difference among young children, young adults, and grown-ups. Newborn babies, infants, they learn how to say mom and dad, and then they begin to say I love you. They don't know what is love. They don't know what hatred is. They begin to say I love you, mom and dad. The parents are happy to hear those words. As they mature and grow up and become adults, and they begin to realize, figure out the hearts of their parents, how their parents have sacrificed for themselves, sacrificed to raise them up. They try to give food, provide everything they needed. They begin to be thankful towards their parents, and they develop deeper understanding and deeper love toward the parents. So even children, physical children have a different understanding. Likewise, as we perfectly walk in the light, we can have deeper fellowship with God as well. As we eat the flesh and blood of the Son of Man, we can have deeper fellowship with Father God. Our Father God desires to have this kind of children. He searches for people who understand and resemble His heart. In addition to believing in Him, we have to understand more of His heart. Father God searches for those children. And once He finds such children, He is delighted, wants to have deep fellowship with them, and blesses them to His heart's content. I challenge all of you to diligently eat and drink the flesh and the blood of the Son of Man, thereby bringing joy to Father God's heart, and have deeper fellowship with Father God. Let me conclude the message. Out in the world, people intend to form intimate relationship with those who have authority or riches because they can greatly benefit from them. If we have deep fellowship with God, the creator of all things in the universe, your difficulties can be resolved easily and you can be used preciously with power from above. And God wants to have fellowship with any children who dwell in the light without discriminating against anyone. Father God wishes to have a fellowship with us, but He does not break or violate the justice. He does only so, which means only if you dwell in the light, He can. Because Father God is the light, He is blameless and spotless. But if we do not walk on the right path, He cannot bless us. So in order for us to develop deeper relationship, fellowship, we have to cast off selfish desires and we have to walk in the light. Only then can He bless us. And if you diligently eat and drink the flesh and the blood of the Son of Man, casting off all evil and perfectly walking in the light, God will be pleased so much. Watch over your every step and be with you. This is a great blessing which can't be compared to keeping company with any worldly man with authority or power. Our God and our Lord wish to want to have such close and intimate relationship with all of you and always be with you. John chapter 6 verses 56 through 57, He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him, as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also will live because of me. Through this Holy Communion, I hope you can resolve to become sanctified quickly and thus develop intimate relationship with our Lord and our God, so that you can become a good example who demonstrates what is truly worthwhile and valuable life in this world in which people have forgotten true value of life and follow and pursue meaningless things. Let us reflect on today's message in our prayer.
무엇이 가치 있고 무엇이 참인지 무엇이 복인지 어떤 것이 값진 삶인지 알 수 없는 세상 속에 우리는 살고 있습니다. 하지만 세우신 목자님을 통해서 어떤 것에 우리가 마음을 두고 어떤 것에 목표를 두고 사는 것이 복인지를 정확히 가르쳐 주셨고 또한 그렇게 살아가시는 목자님을 세우시니 감사합니다. 우리가 가르친 바대로 살아갈 때 바로 아버지의 말씀을 기준 삼아 순종해 나아갈 때 우리의 삶의 일거수일투족이 아버지의 지킴과 보호를 받으며 또한 진정 가치 있는 삶을 살 수 있습니다. 이 시간 만민의 성도님들이 그런 다짐을 이루는 성찬식이 되게 하여 주옵시고 다시 한번 우리의 값진 삶, 우리의 목표를 어디에 세워야 할 것인가 바로 아버지의 말씀을 기준 삼아 살아가는 것이 진정한 복임을 느끼며 다짐하며 살아갈 수 있는 성도님들로 축복하여 주옵소서. 감사를 드리며 우리 주 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
영상을 통하여 당회장님의 환자 기도를 받겠습니다. Receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick. If you have any sick parts, please lay your hands on your sick parts. If you don't have any sick parts, please lay your hands on your chest and pray, receive the prayer for your heart's wish. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father, please lay your hands on all the believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, Internet and satellite TV in branch churches and local sanctuaries and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from the heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Light come. Please scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breasts, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problem, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis and be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Be cleansed from all kinds of drugs, drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness, loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away, light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.